Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Pei Ches. We're going to dedicate the Shir L'Zecha Nishmas Avram ben Raviona HaKohen, whose first yard site is today. So the learning should be in Aliyah for his neshama. So today's daf again is Bav Metzia daf Pei Ches. We left off in daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing the mitzvah, or the iser, both really, that when you're working in someone else's field, that you're allowed to take some grain or some food to eat from the field, but you're not allowed to stick any in your kelim and bring some home with you for later. But you could just eat while you're there. So we're trying to find what's the source for this din, which the Mishnah had mentioned, that certain people are ochel min haTorah, that there are people that while they're working, provided that it's the right circumstance, that they're allowed to eat the food that they're working on min haTorah. So we tried to find the source, and we suggested up until this point that there is a pasuk in regards to a vineyard, kisava bekerem reyacha v'achalta, that when you're in someone else's kerem, you're allowed to eat, and there's also a pasuk in regards to grain. Right, there's also a pasuk in regards to grain that when you're working in someone else's field and there's grain, that you're allowed to take some of the grain. So where we left off, we had suggested that it's a tzara shava, that since you can't learn only from kerem, because kerem has its own unique chumras, namely that in kerem there is a unique type of matnas aniyim called ololos, and since you can't learn only from grain, because grain has its own unique chumra, namely that there's something called afrasha schala that relates only to grain. So we take the tzara shava, we say that each one doesn't have the chumra of the other. So when you put them both together, kerem and kama and grain, we said that that the tzara shava shebehen is that they're both gidulei karka. And at the time of the Gemar Malacha, the Poel is allowed to eat from those foods. So too, any Gidulei Karka, anything that grows from the ground, if I'm working in somebody else's field, doesn't have to be grain, doesn't have to be grapes, anything that's Gidulei Karka, a Poel is going to be allowed to eat from the food. That's where we left off the Limud yesterday. So we're halfway down the page on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara is now going to try to reject this tzara shava. Last word in line is hashava. So he said, "Mala tzara shava shben shken yesh ben tzara mizbeach." But wait a second, you can't use the tzara shava over here because tzara shava only works when each one has a chumra that the other one does not have. So you could always say that one is mochiach on the other, but over here they have a chumra in common. What's the chumra in common? That they both have a tzara mizbeach. That they can both be brought, yayin is brought as nesachim on the mizbeach, and flour that's made from the grain is brought as carbon menachos, carbon mincha on the mizbeach. So both can be brought on the mizbeach. So what are you going to do with other types of things that grow that are not brought on the mizbeach? Apples, right? What are you going to do with normal fruits that are not brought on the mizbeach? So apparently, we have no limud for that. So va'asanami zayis this beitzad mizbeach, meaning at most what you can learn is that zayis, that olives may have this din, because there's also tzad mizbeach by olives, because shemen is brought in the as part of the karban mincha. So granted, so for olives, you're right, you would have such a din that a poel is allowed to eat from the olives that he's working on. But you're not going to have for all other fruits. So it says Gemara, v'zayis b'mat tzad asi. Wait a second. We learn olives from the tzara shaveh. Is that really where we know that that the poel is allowed to eat olives from the combination of kerem and kama? Is that really where we need to learn it from? Hugu feim kerem ikri. No, olives we would know directly because kerem doesn't only mean grapes. Kerem we generally translate as a vineyard, but we find that olive orchards are also called a kerem. D'chsiv, because the pasuk says, Vayav'er eish balapidim, vayishalach bakamos plishtim, vayivar migadish v'ad kama, v'ad kerem zayis. Pasuk and shoftim, that migadish v'ad kama v'ad kerem zayis. You see that zayis is called a kerem. So don't tell me that we need to learn from the tzad hashaveh that zayis is included in this halacha of what you're allowed to eat while you're working. No, zayis we learn very directly because zayis is called a kerem. So says Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, kerem zayis ikri, kerem stama lo ikri. Zayis is called a kerem zayis. It's not called a kerem. Whenever you say kerem without a qualifying word to explain what kind of kerem, stam kerem is always a vineyard. Kerem zayis can mean an olive orchard. But generally speaking, over here, we only have this din, that you're allowed to eat from the food, from the produce that you're working on, by Kerem Stam, and that would not apply to Zayas had it not been the Tzad HaShaveh, that anything that's Gidule Karka and has Yesh Bo Tzad Mizbeach, you have this din that you're allowed to eat from the food. But bottom line is, we're still stuck, Mikol Makom Kasha. But still, from the Lima that we have right now, we only know you're allowed to eat from the food if you're working in an olive orchard, a vineyard, or on grain. We still don't know that you're allowed to eat from the food if you're working on apples and red peppers and all other types of produce that are not able to be brought on the Mizbeach. So answers the Gemara, Ela Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says we have to have a different source. It can't be the Tzad HaShaveh, but rather he says, Amakra, V'chermesh l'rabos kol bali chermesh. That the Pasuk says V'chermesh, which means that which is taken with a sickle. So it includes anything that's a bar chermesh. So which includes everything. So Frak the Gemara, really? V'hai chermesh mi bayle b'shas chermesh achul shalo b'shas chermesh lo teichel. But no, don't we already use that word in the Pasuk to teach me that only b'shas chermesh, only at the time that you're using the sickle, you're allowed to eat. But when it's not the time that you would be using the sickle, so you're not allowed to eat. So how can you use it to teach me what kinds of food is going on? We thought that pasuk was being used to teach me at what point in the production of the food you're allowed to eat. So answers the Gemara, no. In terms of the timing of it, that we already learned from the fact that it says so that you're not allowed to put the food in your basket. So from that part of the pasuk we darshan the timing of it, and therefore chermesh is there to teach me which kinds of food, and it's all inclusive. So says the Gemara, it's still not all inclusive. Tenach to bar chermesh, the lav bar chermesh, minalan. This only works for things that are bar chermesh. Rashi says kigon kitnis, the lav bar chermesh kigon amosik bezesim vagoda betmarim. But the way you take olives or dates off a tree, where apparently a sickle is not used, so still, where would you know that on such produce you're also allowed to eat as you're working? Elam Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kra Kama Larabos Kol Bale Kama. The word Kama teaches me anything that's standing in a field. So that comma is not only about grain, it comes to teach me anything that's standing in a field. Meaning, we really go back to square one. We started by saying, how do we know this didn't you're allowed to eat? So we said, well, square two. Square one was from Kerem. We said, yeah, we can't really learn from Kerem because it has a din of olo. So we said, from comma. And we rejected that because we said, no, comma is only grain. So it's only, maybe it's only things that are chayiv and chala, and not things that are not chayiv and chala. Now we're saying, no, comma is all bale comma, anything standing in the field. But frankly, no, we tried that already. V'amr comma, comma de mechayiv b'chala. We said comma only relates to those items, we have a gzer shava comma comma, that it only relates to those items that are chayiv and chala. How can you say that it relates to anything in the field? Sansa's Gemara, no, hani mili mikami dinesi chermesh. That's what we thought before we had the pasuk of chermesh. Hashadasi chermesh is Rabbi Lei called bar chermesh. Va'afal gav d'lo mechayv b'chala. Once we had chermesh, we included even kitnis and all other things that chermesh applies to. So once you have the pasuk of chermesh to apply to other items that are not chayv and chala, like kitnis, like beans, so we see that it's more expansive. That kama cannot be limited to only the things that are chayv and chala. Oh, if it's not limited to only the things that are chayv and chala, it must be that it's all inclusive, that it includes everything. Kama lamali, what's kama there for? L'rabos, kol bali kama. It comes as a riboy to include anything that's standing in the field. Okay, so that's where we end up learning it from. We end up learning it from not from kama alone, from the combination of chermesh and kama. Had we had kama alone, we would have said, yeah, kama only applies to chameshes mine daga and rechayiv and chala. But now that we have chermesh, which is more inclusive, kama cannot be only limited to the chameshes mine daga, must be coming to only a riboy. What's it coming to be marbe? Kol bale kama. It's coming to be marbe everything. But without chermesh, we never could have learned that. So says the Gemara, v'hashe nafkla mechermesh mikama. Good. So now that we learn from chermesh and kama, what are we going to do with the first pasuk that we tried to learn from? We tried to learn from kisavu bekerem re'acha v'yachalta. Pasuk says you go into your friend's vineyard and you're allowed to eat. So kisavu bekerem re'acha lamali. What do I do with that pasuk of kisavu bekerem re'acha? So I'm a Rava lil chosav. Rava says that pasuk has a whole bunch of halachos that it's teaching me, a whole bunch of detailed halachos regarding this din of eating from produce that you're supposed to be working on. And what are those halachas? As we'll explain, each phrase in the pasuk comes to tell me a new halacha. Kidetanya, we have the brisa that explains it all. Kisavo nemer kan biyav nemer lalambiyav. First of all, it starts kisavo, right? When you go into, when you come, bekerem reacha. So what's kisavo? So you use the lashon of savo, of bia, and it also says, nemer lalam, lo savo alav, Hashemesh, right? And that's the pasuk Biyamotitin Scharo. They have to pay your workers on time. L'sava alav Hashemesh. Don't allow the sun to set without your workers having been paid for that day of labor. So Mala Alan Bipolakas Midaber, Afkan Bipolakas Midaber. The most fundamental thing we need to know, which is what's the pasuk talking about? Pasuk says you go into your friend's vineyard, you're allowed to eat. Really? I could just walk into my friend's vineyard and I'm allowed to eat? Now the phrase kisavo, since the lashon of bia is also used in describing paying a worker, we know that we're not talking about any guy who just walks into his friend's vineyard. We're talking about a worker who's working in somebody else's vineyard. That's who the subject of the pasuk is. Very fundamental. Bekerem reacha, what do we darshan from bekerem reacha? Velo bekerem kuti. But that this does not apply in a kerem kuti, does not apply in the vineyard of a guy. Which part doesn't apply in the vineyard of a guy? What do we say the halacha is? When I'm working in my friend's vineyard, Bekerem Reacha, I'm allowed to eat, but I'm not allowed to stick into my pockets and my kelim and save for later. Which part is not true by a guy? Am I not allowed to eat at all by a guy? Or is it that I'm allowed to eat and I'm even allowed to stick into my kelim? So the Gemara clearly assumes the latter. The Gemara assumes that by the guy, you're even allowed to stick some in your kelim and save some for later, fill up your pockets, whatever, there are no limitations. That's what the Gemara is going to assume. How do I know the Gemara assumes it? The very next line. I understand very well if you assume that normally stealing from a guy is aser. That's why you need a special dispensation over here for the Torah to tell me that if you're a poel and you're working for the guy, you're allowed to stick some in your pockets. You're allowed to take some of the produce. Does not mean that you can take office supplies and all other things that you could stick in your pockets and bring home. Is dafka a din in produce? It's dafka a special gzeres hakasav to tell me. Normally stealing from a guy is aser. Kamash blan, that when it comes to taking the produce, you're allowed to stick it in your kelim. Eleman yamar gezel kuti mutter. But if you're going to say that gezel kuti mutter, hashta gezela mutter, pol mi bayi. If you're even allowed to steal from a kuti, why do we need a pasuk? Why do we need a pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to stick in my kelim when I'm a poel, when I'm working for the kuti? I'm even allowed to steal from him even if I'm not working for him. So why would I need an extra pasuk if you hold gezel kuti's mutter? So you see very clearly the Gemara is assuming that when the Brisa says kerem reacha velo kerem kuti, we're coming to be more makel by a kuti, that we're coming to say you could even stick in your kelim by a kuti. Now I would have thought, just reading the drasha and the Brisa, that kerem reacha velo kerem kuti is that the heter to eat, that's really the chiddush. The chiddush is not that you're not allowed to stick in your kelim. The real chiddush of the pasuk is that you're allowed to eat anything. It's not yours. That you, when you're working in your friend's field, you're allowed to eat. I would have thought that heter to eat only applies to a Jew, does not apply to a kuti. The Gemara doesn't understand that way. Menachas Chinuch asks, why doesn't the Gemara understand that way? It seems like the most logical drasha, the most logical way to understand the drasha of the Braisa. Why does the Gemara understand the drasha in the other way? So Menachas Chinuch says, we have a klal, we have a rule in Shas, and that is that anything that's mutter for a guy is going, anything that's mutter to do for a Jew has to be mutter for a guy also. Meaning we're not going to be more machmir on the on dealings with a guy than we would be on dealings with a Jew. So it has to be that we have to understand this drasha. We have to understand this drasha in the other direction, that it's coming to tell me an extra, that you could be more lenient. Well, it depends. Chumra and kula, perhaps not the best words to use over here, but that you can, we're more willing to permit the possessions of a guy than we are the possessions of a Jew, because in the other direction it's very unusual for to ever have such a halacha in the other direction, because generally speaking we're going to be more makpid about a Jew's possessions than we would be about a guy's possessions. That's how the Menachas Chinuch understands. That's why the Gemara assumes this way. The Menachas Chinuch asks, according to the Urayim, that even if you steal from a guy, it's mutter, but still the Urayim says it's not called shalom. The Urayim says even if you hold gezel kuti is mutter, still when, let's say, for if you steal a lulav from a guy, and you need lachem on Yom Rishon, on the first day of Sukkot, you need it to be lachem, you're not yet to the mitzvah, it's still not called lachem. It was mutter to do, it's not mitzvah baba avera per se, Yireim says, but it's still not called lachem when you need a special din of lachem. So it would be just like borrowing someone else's lulav and esrog on the first day, which you don't do. It has to be a matana. You can't just borrow it because you would need a sense of lachem. So says the Minchas Chinuch. According to the Reim, the Gemara could have said, meaning, what's the Gemara's kash over here? If you hold Gezel Kuti as mutter, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to take from the produce of the Kuti and stick it in my basket, in my kelim? So according to the Reim, it could be very simple. It could be that I need the pasuk to tell me that this is even called lachem. That not only is it mutter, that it actually becomes yours when you take it in your pocket. That's the kasha Minchas Chinuch asks. He doesn't answer the kasha, a starker kasha. But according to the Reim, it's difficult to understand what's bothering the Gemara. Now, the Rishonim also work on where we actually find such a din that Gezel Kuti is mutter. If you look at Tosos, Elamandiam Gezel Kuti mutter, says Tosos, Pirish Bekuntros Diplukta'ya Ba'gozel Machil, that there's a machlokas, Mesachas Babakama, whether Gezel Kuti is mutter. Bekasha, the Hasan Afilu Man Deshari Lo Shari Ala Havkas Al Va'aso, Aval Gzela Mamish Maldu Kuli Alma Da'aser. He says, but if you look at that Gemara, no one says it's stealing from a Kuti is mutter. The most they say is that Havkas Al Va'aso, is that not paying him back may be mutter. Stealing? That we don't have. No one holds that that's mutter. Elo Omeridu Pukhtayu Lekaman Ba'amakabel, Dika Deshari Gzela Samamish. He says, so it's not from a Gemara Babakama. It's a Gemara from later on over here in our Masechta, and we're going to see that the Taka is such a Shita that Gezel Kuti is going to be Mutter. But in a Chinami, it's not from the Sugya Baba Kama. Sugya Baba Kama is a totally separate din. Vim Tomar Frektel Salzaman Yamar Gezel Kuti Mutter, May Avalei Lekra, Devachishavim Koneo, Darshin Bagozel Basra, Yedaktekim Koneo Sholo, Yuglov Alav, Vlo Yova Alav, Ba'akifin Vidarsh Miasim, the Gezel Kuti Yasser. That we have drushas from a pasuk where we darshan that Gezel Kuti is aser. So if you hold Gezel Kuti's mutter, what are you going to do with all those psukim? Velekel the memer the sfirle to cry erik shiadam to kif al atzmam dimkain hechi kamakra di yatzbi yovel. And don't say no. Those psukim are only talking about when the non-Jews are in charge, when it's their government. But when it's our government, then it's going to be mutter because those psukim also talk about yovel and hechi yatzbi yovel velal kuti lo yani chenulatzis. How can we be talking about something leaving at yovel if the kuti's in charge? He's not going to just allow fields and items to leave at Yovel, yeah, and avadim to leave at Yovel. The Yeshlomar the Hechadik Achil Hashem Mod the Aser Shakuti Batach Alav V'Nosin Al Kol Scharo V'Avichil Hashem Mayotzi B'Chazaka Kodem Yovel. Big Yisod also says, even if you hold Gezel Al Kuti Mutter, whenever it's going to be Achil Hashem, it's not going to be Mutter. So the answer is, it's always Aser, right? Even if you hold it's Mutter, it's Aser. Because you're always running a tremendous risk of Chilul Hashem. And Chilul Hashem is for sure going to be Aser. If the Kuti assumes he can trust you, he can assume you're going to act like a normal person, and he can trust you, and he can take your word, and he can't, because you're going to end up stealing from him, that's the ultimate Chilul Hashem. If he's going to feel that the Jew is the one who cheated him, that's going to be the ultimate Chilul Hashem. And even if he'll technically Gezel Kuti is Mutter, it's therefore still going to be Aser. Very important Tosfos. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So, what are we going to do if you hold Gezel Kuti as Mutter? Again, the Gemara is left with the Kasha. If you hold Gezel Kuti as Mutter, why do I need a special pasuk to tell me that when it comes to a guy's field, if I'm working for a guy, I'm allowed to fill up my baskets with the produce? So, Mukam Lebe Kerem Re'acha Ve'lo Shal Hegdish. He'll understand Kerem Re'acha doesn't come to exclude a Kuti, it comes to exclude Hegdish. That Bekerem Shal Hegdish, that's where this din is not going to apply. Now, which din is not going to apply? So if you look at Tosos, he says, what's the Avmina? The Salka Daitach Ki Hechi Deshari Rachmana Isri Gezel Sha'ochel Mishal Chavero Hachnami Avmina Deshari B'Shal Hegdish. That I might have thought that just like I'm allowed to eat from a field that belongs to my friend that I'm working in, I'm allowed to eat his produce, that I'm also allowed to eat the produce of Hegdish if I'm working in Hegdish's field. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malon, what? Not that I'm, when it comes to the field of Hegdish, I'm allowed to fill up my baskets, like we thought to make the drasha by the Kuti, but when we're making the drasha by Hegdish, it's in the opposite direction. Right? When we're making the drasha by Hegdish, the Havamina would have been that I'm allowed to treat it like my friend's field and eat whatever I can while I'm there. Kamash Malon, you can't do anything. You can't eat anything. Not to be more permissive with Shel Hegdish, but to be more strict with Shel Hegdish. Now, what's the Havamina? just because the Torah says I'm allowed to eat b'shal chavero, so it should automatically be the same should be true with shal hagdish. So there's an interesting Reb Chaim over here. The Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, Reb Chaim in Mi'ila, Perches Alach Aleph, I'll read how he quotes it over here in the Biurei Adaf, that the Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Hiksha, Sharei Lekaman B'Gemar Mavuar, Shepoel Nazir, Einu Achol B'Gefen. The Gemara is going to see, we'll see later, that if the worker is a Nazir, he's not allowed to eat the grapes. V'lo Hutzchul Ma'ich, Lo Hutzlo Isr Nazirus. There's no special dispensation that we need a pasuk to tell me that he doesn't have a heter on his naziris to eat the grapes when he's working in someone else's field. So ask Reb Chaim, why would I have a havamina that hekdesh is any different? Why would I have a havamina that if I'm working in a field of hekdesh, that I'm allowed to violate the issur of hekdesh? What does it have to do with this? What does it have to do with eating when I'm a poel? And all the yisurim in the world don't become mutter, and if it's a cheeseburger tree that I'm picking cheeseburgers off of, so here there was such a thing, I'm not allowed to pick the obviously I'm not allowed to pick the cheeseburgers and start eating them. What does that issur have anything to do with the fact that we're allowing you as a worker to eat some of the produce? Why would I have a havamina that I'm allowed to violate the issur of hekdesh? So says Reb Chaim, yisod gadol from here, that the issur of me'ila is yisod begezel. That the Isra of Me'ila is an Isra of Gezel from Shemayim. It's an Isra of Gezel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a separate Isra. It's a chelik of the Isra of Gezel. And that's why there's a Havamina, that whenever the Isra of Gezel is going to be mutter, when I'm allowed to go and take from my friend's produce because I'm working in the field and the Torah gives a special dispensation for a worker to take a little and eat, so the Isra of Me'ila would have been mutter also. That you should be allowed to go and take Shal Hagdash also. Kamash Milana, special Gzeres HaKosov, to tell me, not so, to tell me that you're not allowed to take Mishal Hagdish. But it's not like every other Isser, where obviously we're not Matiri Surim for the Poel. A Poel is not allowed to just eat things that are Miser and things that are Truma and things that are Nazir, eating grapes or anything like that. Obviously, other Isurim remain completely intact. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, via Chalta, and again, we're still darshening all the halachas we get from the pasuk. Via Chalta v'lo motzeitz, we said that you can eat, but you can't be motzeitz. What does motzeitz mean? It means you can't take the grape, suck out the juice, and throw out the rest. Right? That's how Rashi says. To be motzeitz, hayayim v'zorik echartzanim, and throw out the pits and the peels of the grape. Tosos understands why not? What's the problem with that? So Rashi seems to say what the problem with it is, that you're not eating the whole thing. That you're not allowed to be wasteful. You can't eat part of it and throw out the rest. Why? Because if you eat part and throw out the rest, you can end up ruining more grapes. No one else is going to want to eat your peel and pit that you leave over. And you're going to end up, because you want more, you can end up eating more grapes than you otherwise would have had you eaten the entire thing. That's how the Rashash at least understands Rashi. Tosos seems to understand that no, that V'lo Motzeis is teaching me that the heter is only to be ochel. There's no heter to be shose. And when you're sucking out the liquid from the grape, that's called drinking, that's not called eating. Rashash points out that there are nafkaminas between Rashi and Tosos. For instance, nafkamina is, are you allowed to be motzeitz and then to eat the rest of it after you're motzeitz? According to Tosos, no. Because when you're motzeitz, you're still drinking, you're not eating. And then afterwards, you happen to be eating the peel, but still, you're not allowed to drink, you're only allowed to eat. And according to Rashi, it would be fine, because you're not being wasteful. Another nafkamina would be what bracha to make. According to Tosos, it's called shsiya, it's called drinking, when you suck out the grape. If it's called drinking, we know the halacha is, what bracha do you make on an orange? Ha'etz. What bracha do you make on orange juice? Probably shahakal, right? So if it's called drinking, you should make a shahakal, or bar priya gafen, if it's whatever. But you certainly don't make bar priya etz. But if it's called eating, that it's considered to be eating the grape, so then it would be a bar priya etz. So that would be not enough gemina between Rashi and Tosos. The Rashash points out. Rashash has a raya from nursing that sometimes that you see when the Gemara calls drinking human milk an achila. It's called achila. So he says maybe sucking a liquid out of something should be termed an achila, not shsia. He says it's a raya to Rashi that it's called an achila, that it's not called drinking. He also points out that you can't say like what sounds like the simple pshat in Tosos, that there's no heter to drink. He says, no, there's no heter to drink to drink drinks, to drink food, rather. Drinking drinks, you're allowed to do. If what you're working on as the pavel are drinks, then you're allowed to. Okay, we gotta get moving here. Anavim v'lo anavim v'davar achar. You're allowed to have grapes, but you can't have grapes together with something else. What's davar achar? It says, litbal anavim v'melech, l'miskan shiachal arbe. Right? To sit down and have a dip, and right? And which makes it sound like you're having like a big meal. That you shouldn't do. Just take a little grape here and there. K'nafshecha, k'nefesh shel bal habayis, kach nafshecha shel pavel. That just like the nefesh of the bal habayis, the pavel has to be patterned after that. Man nafshecha ochel pater, af nafshah shel poel ochel pater. Just like the Baal HaBayis, if he eats, he's pater from Maisros. At this point, so to the poel, if he eats, he's pater from Maisros. Why would I think any differently? Because I might have thought that since he's eating is part of his compensation package, right? Part of what he's getting paid is the fact that he's allowed to eat. So I might think that it's like a mekach, that it's as if he purchased this produce. And we know that even though you're allowed to snack on something, achlo nigmar melachto, you're allowed to snack on something before because it's not yet chayv and chumas maestros, but mekach is koveya. When you buy something, it's koveya for the chiv of chumas maestros. So I might have thought that that this is considered like a mekach, and therefore it's koveya for the chiv of chumas maestros. That would have been a havamina at least. Okay, so kamash melon that you're pater. So v'acha v'lo achilagasa. You can eat the satiation, but you're not allowed to eat an achilagasa. There's a Tosus in Maseches Nazir, in Daf Chav Gimel, where Tosus asks that on the one hand we say that someone who's ochal achilagasa on Yom HaKippurim, it's not called an achila at all. Right, that it doesn't have a din of achila. On the other hand, the Gemara Darshins, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, that tzaddikim yelchubam poshim yikashlubam, we darshan, what's poshim yikashlubam? That people who eat in achila gasa, their carbon pesach is in achila gasa. And the Gemara asks, maybe it's not the mitzvah in a mufchar to eat your carbon pesach as achila gasa, but mitzvah miyayika, but it's still called an achila, it's still eating. So Tosa asks, wait a second, is achila gasa called eating or not? For Yom Kippur, we say it's not called eating, for carbon pesach, we say it is called eating. So Tosa says, there are two types of achila gasa. There's achila gasa where you're full and you don't need to eat anymore, but you eat anyway, because why not? They're serving dessert, you might as well. And then there's achila gasa, where the thought of taking in any more food so disgusts you, makes you want to throw up. It's just disgusting to even think about eating any more food. You're so full. So he says the first kind of achila gasa is called achila. The second kind of achila gasa is not called achila. Says the Menchas Chinuch, when we say that you can't have achila gasa over here, we're darshing from savach v'lo achila gasa. He says we're only talking about the second kind of achila gasa. That if you're so full that the thought of more food sickens you, then you're not allowed, as a poel, you're not allowed to take from the Baal HaBayis' field. But the first kind of achila gasa you're allowed to have. When you're still putting food into the kelim of the Baal HaBayis, that's when you can eat. When you're not putting food into the kelim of the Baal HaBayis, then you're not allowed to eat. Amar Rabbi Yanai. So that's all the drashas that we learn from that pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Eina tevel m'schayv b'maiser ad she'ir p'nei habayis. Tevel only becomes schayv b'maiser when it actually goes into the house, when it sees the inside of the house. The produce sees the inside of the house. Shenemar. Pasuk says, b'yarti ha'kodesh min habayis. Right? That in the Vila Meishas, you say, b'yarti ha'kodesh min habayis. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu chatzar kavas. Now, even if it's still in the chatzar, it could be kaveh for the chiv of maisos. Shenemar v'achlu b'sha'arecha v'saveyu. That already says, b'sha'arecha. So Rabbi Yochanan nami yaksiv min abayis. So what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with Rabbi Yanai's pasuk that it says min abayis, which implies that only when you have rias pnei abayis it becomes chayiv, but not beforehand. Amelacha chatzer dumya debayis. He'll tell you chatzer is similar to bayis, meaning that when it becomes chayiv in maisos in the chatzer, it has to be in a similar circumstance as it were in a house, namely ma bayis hameshtamer. Just like a bias by definition is protected, you guarded things in your house are guarded, so too, when does it become chayv in Shumas Maestros in the Chatzar? Only when it's guarded in the Chatzar. But if it's in the Chatzar in a way that it's wide open, that anyone can still take it, so then it's not yet koveya, it's not yet chayv in Shumas Maestros. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan does with Rabbi Yanai's pasuk. What does Rabbi Yanai do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? Rabbi Yanai nami yaksiv b'sha'arecha. What's Rabbi Yanai going to do with the pasuk that says b'sha'arecha, which implies that even when it's in the chatzer, it's already koveya for the chiyuv of Trumas and Maestros. So mibayulei d'ma'ayulei derech shar lafuke derech gagos v'karfifos t'lo. No, it's only chayv in Trumas and Maestros once it gets into the house. Not only that, only when it gets into the house in a normal way. B'sha'arecha means that you bring it through the gate into the house. But if you bring it through the roof, you bring it through, you bring it through a skylight, something like that, so that's an abnormal re'ias p'nei abayis, and in that way, it's not going to be kaveya for the chiv of Trumas Maestros, right? That's what the Gemara contrasts the Doros HaRishonim with the Doros HaAchronim, that the Doros HaRishonim were so makbir in halacha that they would do whatever they can to make sure to create a sense of chiv of Trumas Maestros, and they would bring the Trumas Maestros in the normal way, where the Doros HaAchronim will do whatever we can to avoid a chiv. It's all within the halacha, but we bring things through gagos for karfifos as a way of avoiding the chiv of Trumas Maestros. But you see that it works, meaning that it would avoid the chiv of Trumas Maestros. It's not koveya. The Riyas Pnei Abayis only works to be koveya for the chiv of Trumas Maestros if you bring it in the normal way. Derech Shar Masrach Chanin Chazaa Kinafshecha Kach Nafshe Shel Poel. Right, we darshined that just like the nafsha shel baal habayis, so too nafsha shel poel, meaning ma nafshcha ochel pater, af nafsha shel poel ochel pater. Right, we had darshined that just like the baal habayis, if he eats from his produce as a snack, is pater from maestros, so to the poel, when he eats from the produce as a snack, is pater. Halokeach chayiv, but the implication is that if it were neither the baal habayis or the poel, but it were a lokeach, someone who would buy from the baal habayis at that point, he'd already be chayiv in Trumas Maestros. My love besada, but aren't we talking about you're a poel where? You're a poel out in the field, right? So it sounds like had someone purchased the produce that's still out in the field, it would still be chayiv. So doesn't this show that's called the Gemar Malacha out in the field? So Amar Papa Hacha B'Teina HaOmedes Begina V'No V'Notel Chatzar Askinan. No, we're talking about a Teina, a fig that's in a Gina, but the branch reaches out over into the Chatzar. So it's considered that it's in the Chatzar already. Right? Rashi says Notel Chatzar D'Mechitol Shachazi Pnei Chatzar. The second you cut it, it's already inside the chatzer. So that's why it's kover for the chiv of maestros, if someone were lokeach it. Says the Gemara, l'man yam l'bayis, yachib al bayis nami l'chayiv. So, but wait a second, if you say l'bayis, so then the baal bayis should also be chayiv over here, because, meaning l'man yam l'bayis. If you say that it's l'bayis, you have to assume that the tree is hanging over into the bayis. Right, if you assume that the only way it could be chayv in Trumas Maestros is not when it gets into the chatzer, is when it gets into the bayis. So okay, so say we're dealing with a tree that's standing in the garden, but the branch reaches over lebayis, it reaches over into the house. So frankly, Mar, no, but then ihachi baal bayis nami nechayv. Why is it only the lokeach who's going to be chayv when he cuts it down? The baal bayis should also be chayv, right? It's not that what was the whole drasha that the baal bayis, the poel that snacks from it, they're pater. But if a lokeach were to snack from it, he'd be chayv. Why? So we said, why is lokeach chayiv? Because really the branch is out into the chatzer, or if you hold it, needs to be in the bayis, into the bayis, and as soon as you cut it, it has a riyas pnei bayis, or a riyas pnei chatzer, and therefore it's going to be chayiv. Well, that same halacha should apply to the baal bayis. Baal bayis cuts it down, it has a riyas pnei bayis for him, has a riyas pnei chatzer for him, he should also be chayiv. And says Gemara, no. Baal bayis ein of bitei nasav lokeach ein of bimecho. The baal bayis has his eye on the tree as a whole. So what he's most focused on in the tree is where's the trunk of the tree? Where's the tree based? And the tree is based outside of the bayis, outside of the chatzer. So for him, it doesn't have a riyas pnei bayis. The lokeach, what's he focused on? He's only buying these few fruits that are coming from this branch that happen to be in the bayis or in the chatzer. So for him, it already is a riyas pnei bayis. It already is a riyas pnei chatzer. So the Gemara of Lokech midaraisa mi mechayiv is a Lokech chayiv in Maestros midaraisa that you need a pasuk to tell me that a poel does not count as a Lokech and that for him the poel would not be chayiv. Vatani, don't we have a braisa mi ma chorvu chanuya shel beis hino shalashon kodim Yerushalayim? Why were the chanuya shel beis hino destroyed 3 years before Yerushalayim? Mibnei sheamidu divreya mal divrei Torah, because they only followed the Dine Torah. They didn't go beyond what it says in what the Torah says. They didn't follow Rashi's klomer masha sha'asim midivrei chacham matzlo heter min haTorah. Whatever the chachamim would say is aser, they would fetch out a heter to come out why it should be mutter. Shayu omrim, they used to say aser ta aser v'achalta v'lo mocher. Pasuk says aser ta aser v'achalta, but not when you sell something. Tuvu asaracha v'lo lokeach. Right, and they would say that a lokeach is not chayiv in Trumas Maestros, that it's only when it's your own produce you chayiv in Trumas Maestros. Don't you see that a lokeach is not, it's not chayiv midar rice in Trumas Maestros. It's only a chumra midrabanan. So why would a pasuk come to teach me that a poel is not like a lokeach, that he's allowed a snack without taking Trumas Maestros? What do you mean? The lokeach himself midaraisa is allowed to snack without taking trumas and maestros. Midaraisa. So says Gemara, el midrabanan b'kras machta b'yalma. You're right. It's all the midrabanan. Pasuk is purely nasmachta. El k'nafshach l'mayasa. Great. Pasuk's nasmachta. Now, what's the pasuk really teaching me? I mean, bottom line, good. You took this drasha and said that just like the Baal HaBayis is allowed to snack without taking trumas or maestros, don't think the pole is like a lokeach. The pole is allowed to snack without taking trumas or maestros. That drasha is not a real drasha. So what's Kenafshach really coming to teach me? So it says, Umar l'chadetanya, it's coming to teach me the following. Kenafshach, man nafshacha im chesamta pater, af poel im chesamta pater. So what does im chesamta mean? It says, Rashi, kitzatz to dam shalo lechal ob chazaka, pater mi lav t'lo sachsom, v'lo chilef mina l'chiyuv v'mikav v'chomert k'lil kaman. That if you made a deal that when you're working in this field, that nothing is to be eaten from the field, then there's no isra v'lo sachsom of muzzling your animal to make sure that it doesn't eat from the field. The isra is only if it's stam, a situation where the animal is supposed to be allowed to eat from the field. So it comes to tell me that's the drasha. That ma nafshachim chesamta pater. So just like on your own, if you're chosem, you're pater, so too, by the poel, if that was the deal, so it's going to be pater. So masav marzutra, ezu garnon lemaisros. Marzutra says, when do we assume is the shasa goren called the gemar malacha for to be kover for the chiva maestros? At what point do we assume that all the work is done with the type of produce that you're dealing with, that we assume it's going to be chayv maestros starting at that point? So b'kishum b'diluim mishayifkesu. Kishum and diluim are mishayifkesu. What does mishayifkesu mean? Says Rashi, mishanital pika shalahen v'uperach hagadol barosha v'davukbo. That on the top of the fruit of the gourd, there's like a little crown, and you chop that off. So at that point, that's when the food is ready to be eaten, and therefore that's when it's a gemar melacha for maestros. From Rabasi, mishanit al pika shalahen, my lav mishivkasu afilu besada. Wait, doesn't that mean that even if it's still in the field, and didn't we just say in Amar Aleph that no, things are only kaveh, it's only kavur to be chayiv in trumas maestros once it either has, depending on who you hold like, a ri'yas pnei chatzer or a ri'yas pnei abayis? So don't we see over here that it's not so, that even if it's still in the field, it didn't even make it into the chatzer yet, as long as it's misha yifkasu, it's already chayiv in trumas maestros? Lo, misha yifkasu bebayis. No, we didn't mean that. We mean misha yifkasu, provided it's already in the house or the chatzer, again, depending who you hold like. Ihachi, misha yifkasu, ad sheyifkasu mibayalei. No, but then it shouldn't say misha yifkasu, it should say ad sheyifkasu, because what it's coming to teach me is that even when it's in the house, it's still not chayv in trumas and maestros until you then do something else, until you chop off the top of it. So shouldn't the proper lashon be that ad sheyifkasu, meaning mishayifkasu, implies even at this early time? Ad sheyifkasu would imply only at this much later time. And isn't the chiddush over here that it's at a much later time, that even after Riyas Pnei Abayis, it's still not chayv in trumas and maestros? Ad sheyifkasu, until the much later time when you chop off the top? Itan ad sheyifkasu, no, because I haven't said that. Havamina ad degamar lepikusayu. Kamash melan, mishayifkasu michyaschu lepikusayu. It's when you begin to chop off the top, not when you've completed it. So that's why it uses the lashon mishayifkasu. Masa marzutra breid rav nachman, gornal lemaisa lechayv alav mishum tevel, mishatigmar malachtan. When does suddenly become tevel? When you have a gemar malacha. Ve'ezu gemar malachtan. What's the gemar malacha of a produce? Meleches hachnasasan. It's the malacha of bringing them in. My lav hachnasasan afilu besada. Doesn't that mean gathering them even in the field? Even before you've brought it into the chatzar, before you've brought it into the bais? Again, another raya. This is what we just keep pounding away at. We had two shitos in Amar Aleph. When is the gemar? When do you assume something is chayv in trumas maestros? And we had two opinions. Either when it gets into the chatzar or when it gets into the house. We had Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yana, respectively, gets into the chatzar, gets into the house. It was in the reverse order. But the point is, we're keep on trying to bring rayas that even before that point, it's already chayv in trumas maestros, even in the sada. So it says, no, it means when it gets into the house, that's for the gemar malacha. No, when does Rabbi Yanai say that it needs to get into the house to be chayv? Dafka by zesim in an oven where it doesn't have any other shasa goren, aval chitim and saorim goren behedik sevei. But by chitim and saorim, where it says beferish goren, it says beferish that there's goren. So then, at the shasa goren, which could even be out in the field, then it's already going to be chayv trumas maestros. What needs a rias pnei abayis before it's chayv trumas maestros? Only zesim v'anavim. What about apples and oranges and everything else? So it's instructive. Shitas Rov Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas certainly. And Rov Rishonim is that Midah Raisa, the only things that are chayv in Trumas and Maisos, are Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar, are grains, wines, and olives, things like that. Other things are not chayv in Trumas and Maisos Midah Raisa. So there's only what to talk about by Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar. The Hamas B'Shitas Rambam is that even other foods. There's a Raiva that holds all Zion meaning are chayv in Trumas and Maisos Midah Raisa. Anyway, says Gemara, Ashkechan Adam b'mechubar v'shar b'talosh. So we found that an Adam is allowed to eat mechubar, a shar is allowed to eat from the talosh. Adam b'talosh minalan. How do I know that a person is allowed to eat from that? Oh, I didn't realize 6:55 already. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up from Ashkechan tomorrow. Don't worry, we're not so far behind. We'll catch up easily. Ezra Shem.